Roo, a bit of footy goss.
Yeah, okay.
Now, I've got this on very good authority. I spent a day in Melbourne last week. I was there Friday, as you know. I had to fly in and fly out in the day for a meeting. Jared Pollock, who's playing for Port Adelaide, obviously. Now, I'm a massive fan of Jared Pollock, and I want our club to keep him because I think he's really important.
And, why would you be keeping him?
Well, because there are two clubs in Melbourne circling. And when I say circling, actually offering substantial money.
Well, there's clubs in Melbourne throwing money at lots of people.
Yeah, they are, but they're very interested in him because of his outside run. Now, I'll stress again, I'm a big, big fan of his, and I want him to stay. I think he's been so important to us.
He kicked a couple of cracking goals against the Bulldogs.
And when we play well, he plays real, real well. He seems to be the catalyst sometimes.
Well, that's what outside players do. They get on the end of the good work by Ollie Wines.
You remember,
and Sam Pepper?
Was it 2 years ago that North Melbourne threw enormous money at Hamish Hartlett?
Yeah.
Remember? So North Melbourne have still got a lot of money because they haven't landed a big fish yet. They went for Dustin Martin. They went for Hamish Hartlett.
Josh Kelly, they offered a monstrous contract.
I'm led to believe that North Melbourne will throw big money at Jared Pollock. And the other club, though, that's more likely to get him, or try and get him, sorry, because he's not a done deal. We're still trying to, I'm hoping he stays, is St Kilda.
Well, they've got money as well, haven't they?
So that's the news out of Melbourne at the moment, that Port Adelaide's Jared Pollock is attracting a fair bit of attention.
He wouldn't want to go to St Kilda, would you, at the moment? Or
I wouldn't want to go anywhere. If I was, I'd stay at Port Adelaide.
No, that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm trying to say. Port are in good form and a chance to win a premiership.
Yeah, you're correct. But these clubs have got money.
But how much? Aren't Port in a good position salary cap wise? Or
well,
that's what everyone keeps saying.
Just signed Ollie Wines to big money.
Yeah.
And look, and again, not being unfair to Jared Pollock, but he, you know, if you look at who else Port Adelaide needs to retain, he's not probably in the top two or three, but he's definitely in your best half a dozen or best 10.
Overall?
Well, yeah, for money, though, I'm just saying. So he's not, when you say salary
cap. He'd be around 10th, yeah, something like that.
Would probably that be about right?
No, I don't know. I haven't actually thought about it, to be honest, because you just hit me with it. But I know they wouldn't want to lose him because they're hard to find good outside players.
Yeah, they are. So I'm, as I said, I'm hoping they keep him, and I'm, you know, and their management would be, his management would be talking to the club probably now, I guess, because he's out of contract.
His name hasn't come up at all, has it?
Nah, it's come up now.
Well done, Dits. You'll be popular down at Alberton.
Been digging around. No. I might not be popular for dropping this, but
we haven't yet.
On one hand, I'm saying I definitely want him in our side forever. I want him to stay at Port Adelaide.
Are you lowballing it?
I know that these two clubs are talking.
Are you lowballing?
No. No, we're not. We're not. Hey, we're not the Crows, mate. We look after our players.
We lowball to every player, apparently.
Yeah, you do.